Be a force of encouragement in the world, not antagonism. You'll start to recognize the goodness of the world. You'll start to feel good again, because that is your deeply human and spiritual nature, is to be a person of connection with others that draws from love, not from hate, that seeks to do something good with others versus tear down everybody in your community.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and to win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Make sure you encourage others daily. Every day, encourage somebody. I don't care if it's, you're like, Brendan, all I got in my life is my mom. Great. Send her a text every day. Well, Brendan, I only have this one person, these three people. Great. Send them a text every day. Call them every day. Drop a cute note every day. Drop a voice message every day. I don't care. Send them a meme. Just connect. But I believe that we feel like we are mattering when we are encouraging others. When we can recognize from our own struggle, our own journey, the difficulties of life, that we are more capable of serving other people and encouraging them. And in our world right now, so many people don't feel like they matter because they got pulled into the divisive culture. They got pulled into this darkness where their dominant mental frame of others is judgment, criticism, labeling, and blaming. So whatever they see, look what she's wearing. Whatever they read, look what he said, outrage. Everything they see is antagonistic. And they have learned to be in an antagonism mode, divisiveness mode, labeling and judging mode. And they're wondering why they feel so terrible about life. Why they feel so terrible in and of themselves. You want to change that? Make your dominant frame encouragement of others. Somebody's struggling to communicate. Encourage them to find their voice. Encourage them to think it through. Someone struggling in a relationship. Encourage them to ask for what they need. Somebody's just even going through and they're already successful and they're posting a win instead of going, well, sure, that's easy for you. Now that was funny. Instead, when they're struggling or they're succeeding, you cheer them on. Even the person, they're posting their win. They're so proud that they bought this gift for their family or they got that new house or even they've got that private jet. You can judge it, label it, criticize it, hate on them. Or you could also encourage it. Hey, well done. Good for you. See you're trying hard. Know you're going through this. Be a force of encouragement in the world, not antagonism. You'll start to recognize the goodness of the world. You'll start to feel good again because that is your deeply human and spiritual nature, is to be a person of connection with others that draws from love, not from hate, that seeks to do something good with others versus tear down everybody in your community, which this antagonism, as it separates us and divides us, the antagonism starts to drive us because now we're self-righteous and everybody's, it's their fault that I don't have good human connections. It's their fault that I feel terrible without realizing, no. You cut off the wellspring. You cut off the wellspring of love, of goodness, of human nature that is caring and compassionate and empathetic and thoughtful and loving and kind. And when you cut off the wellspring of that very human nature, I would call it that divine nature within. When you cut off that source, you can't blame others for how they make you feel. But that's what we do when we have an antagonistic lens.
Hey, it's Brendan. You know one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation, there's cabin air purification, they have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Everybody else, it's their fault. Everybody else is dumber. Everybody else is irresponsible. Everyone's an idiot. Everybody's, you know, mean. Everybody's this, that, or the other thing. And as we blame, complain, label, and judge, we keep pushing down the very force that's trying to come up and saying, I love people. I love people. But the truth is, I got hurt one time. I love people. But the truth is, I don't love myself. I love people. But the truth is, I'm scared what they think. I love people, but I don't want to try anymore because, you know, people have been mean to me. I love people, but I can't. I love people. And you go through this whole thing. And what you realize is at the end of the day, you give so much time to antagonistic thoughts towards others that you forgot to encourage the people around you. But as you encourage them, a flourishing in those relationships happens at a level you can't understand. When's the last time you really encouraged your son? When's the last time you really encouraged your daughter? When's the last time you encouraged your spouse? When's the last time you really encouraged the people you work with? How often do you do that? Because now, here's what happens. Some of you go, I don't, I'm terrible. That's the trick with personal development. Some people hear an idea, they judge themselves, they decide for themselves they don't matter, that they're awful, they're unworthy, that they should shame themselves. Other people hear an idea and go, that's a great new habit. I can do better of that. So today, is there anything I share that you could do better of? Not beat yourself down about, but do better of. That's the magic of personal development thinking. The growth mindset, right? Personal growth, more days of growth where I say, oh, that's something I can get better at. Not, I'm so shameful that I don't matter enough. I'm so shameful that I don't do a good job here. No, it's a practice. You can get better at these things. As you get better at everything I talked about today, I promise you don't even have to worry about the outcome. The outcome of you feeling that life is more beautiful, more meaningful, that you matter, that will take care of itself. And that was my goal today. Give you some insight, some questions, some perspective, maybe some practices or ideas, some mindsets that if you'll follow these and just get better in every one of these little areas, just a tiny little bit, let the outcome take care of itself. One day you'll wake up. It's a much brighter, shinier morning. It's a more beautiful life. You sense your worth again. You sense how much things really do matter right now with people around you, that life is a gift, that this moment is a gift, that what you've already been through, that all mattered. What you're going to go through, that all matters because you get to decide that. You get to feel that connection. You get to determine that meeting. You get to determine that meaning. You get to perpetuate that very feeling that you matter. I appreciate you being in growth today. I appreciate you doing the work with me. I appreciate the opportunity to serve you here every single day with the Daily Fire in Growth Day, with my opportunity to be here with our weekly wisdoms, with the opportunity to do these, you know, first of the month type trainings. I want to thank every one of you. I want you to realize you matter to us. You matter to more people than you know, and your future really matters. So keep building yourself up. Keep getting better every day. This is a great day to grow. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have 4 other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said,
He's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.